morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Monday, March 28th. We head into the first regular trading session of a new week after the markets ended mixed on Friday. Even still, the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ closed out the week in the green, continuing to erase losses from earlier in the month. Economic data will be front and center throughout the week. So, Bill, let's jump in with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, Emily. How you doing? Watching the S&Ps this morning. They've been trading flat to lower all morning long. They are now trading up about 0.2%. So that's a great positive start for today. The reason why is really, you know, you look over at Germany. Germany's up over 2% this morning, 2.2%, over 300 points. London's up about 0.7%. You know, Hong Kong, they finished up 1.31%. After initially open lower, they turned things around. In Tokyo, they dropped about 200 points, which is about 0.7%. You know, but these European markets, they're really, you know, holding these gains because of these lingering hopes that the latest, there's going to be some progress in the Ukraine peace talks. I'm watching oil. Oil earlier was down 3%. It's like, wow, that's a big drop. Then it was down 4%. Now it's down 5%. You know, this is being caused by China's lockdown of Shanghai. Well, it's like half the city. It's not the entire city. It seems to be about half the city of Shanghai, which is the big financial city of Shanghai. That is being locked down due to a COVID outbreak. Watching the bond yields. Bond yields are really moving. They're moving at three-year highs as the Fed prepares everyone for multiple rate hikes later this year. This is what you have to really watch out for. This morning, euphoria in Europe doesn't seem to really be carrying over to the U.S. markets with great abandon. I'm looking at it. I think we're concerned about the economic data that's due out later this week. You know, I see that President Biden is about to announce a proposed minimum tax on households making over $100 million. It's interesting. When they start talking about raising taxes, that always seems to be a negative for the markets. So, you know, this move higher today, it's being as a result of the lower oil prices and of possible talks between the Ukraine and Russia to end the, or create a ceasefire. We'll see if this is able to hold. But yeah, you know, the market looks like we're going to have a good day, and it's up 0.17% currently.
And Bill, we both mentioned that there is a bunch of economic data coming out this week, and in a few moments, we'll cover what to look out for today on the economic front. But before we get to those reports, let's take a look at earnings action. A few things to note there. So what do we have there, Bill?
Yeah, talk about the earnings action. Scientific Applications International, the ticker SAIC, Sam, Apple, India, Charlie. They beat by 26 cents, and they did it on higher revenue. You look at the stock, it's up 2.31% this morning. And TPG, that's TPG Incorporated, Tom Paul Grace. They beat by a penny, but they did it on higher revenue. Stock looks to be opening up higher, so that's kind of nice for shares of TPG this morning. Upcoming earnings, Dave & Buster's coming out this afternoon. That's ticker PLAY, P-L-A-Y, Paul, Larry, Apple, Yellow. EPS estimates here are 61 cents, and the expected move is 10.48%. And then, you know, tomorrow afternoon, we have Lovesac, that sticker L-O-V-E, Larry, Oscar, Victor, Edward. EPS estimate here is 54 cents, and the expected move here is 19.44%. American Sports and Outdoors, that sticker ASO, Apple, Sam, Oscar. EPS estimates are $1.36, and the expected move here is 11.44%. And McCormick & Company, that sticker MKC, Michael, Kilo, Charlie. EPS estimate here is 59 cents, and the expected move here is 5.59%.
Investors are going to be watching a lot of economic data this week. So, Bill, what economic events do we have to kick it off today?
Yeah, we got a number of reports coming out today. 1 hour before the opening, we have international trade in goods. This is the advanced number. We also have retail inventories, an advanced number. And also at 8:30 a.m., we have the wholesale inventories, an advanced number. Then at 10 a.m. this morning, We have the Dallas Fed manufacturing survey. But, you know, really the key economic reports is going to come out Thursday and Friday. The PCE, which is a gauge, which is the Fed's gauge for inflation, that's coming out Thursday. That's likely to be hot again. And then, of course, the non-farms payroll on Friday. Those are the ones I'm really concerned about, which I think will actually cause a negative activity in the market when they're released. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic indicators today, Emily.
And in terms of market moving activity, you're watching earnings data, you're watching this economic data, and you're also watching your headlines. When you get back to your desk on a Monday morning, there were headlines that came in throughout the weekend and this morning. It's a lot of information to sift through to sort of start the week off right. And you're able to sift through all this data, all this information, all these headlines and market moving news by using your Newswire alerts. Bill, you've got it broken down for us. So tell us what you see as possibly moving the market today.
Yeah, it's impossible to follow all the news unless you're actually filtering it into specific compartments. You know, I break all my news alerts down into specific segments for earnings, events like earnings and specific industry sectors. So when I want to see what's going on in oil, I know where to go. When I want to see what's going on in, you know, sector in the airline sector, I have a tab for that. I have a tab for semiconductors and you name it. So it's a lot easier when the news is segmented toward the industries and events that you're looking for. I start off with my FANG sector, you know, this morning because they have such a big impact on the S&Ps. And for the most part, they're trading higher. I mean, you know, I mean, Tesla's up huge. Google's a little weak. It's flat. But and Apple's a little weak, you know, for various reasons that I'll get into. But, you know, they do indicate to me a positive indication for a higher opening this morning. You're looking at Amazon. You know, one of the things out there for Amazon is their drone delivery. Remember these prototype drones that they're trying to be delivering packages on? Apparently, 8 of them have crashed in the last year. I just don't think this is a good solution, drone delivery of packages, especially in rural areas. You're looking at shares of Apple, which are, you know, taking a hit this morning. Listen, they're going to cut their iPhone and AirPods output amid the Ukraine war. They did, on a positive note, they did become the first streaming service to win Best Picture for Best, you know, get an Oscar for their movie Coda. But, you know, it's really about the iPhones and the iPads, and cutting production is not positive for them. That's why you're seeing, you know, the stock trade off this morning. It's actually down 1.5%. You know, things like Apple and Google, they're also very susceptible to this Digital Markets Act or DMA, which is coming out of Europe. You know, the fact of the matter is that the U.S. and the European Union have reached what is being called a preliminary deal to allow data on Europeans to be stored on U.S. soil. This is going to be taking effect next year, but it really, its focus is on the app stores from Google and Apple. So that's why you've seen both those stocks trade a little weaker this morning. And let's just throw out Tesla. I mean, Tesla's up big. You know, you're seeing a nice gain of there of over, you know, 5%. Why? Because they announced plans to request shareholder approval for another stock split. So you look at the shares of Tesla, they're up, 5.9% this morning. So yeah, that's a real positive for Tesla today. Moving over to the Dow Jones 30, you know, Walmart, ticker WMT, William Michael Tom. Walmart said it has decided to discontinue cigarette sales in selected stores. I'm not sure how much revenue we're talking here, but it is a decision that they made. And they'd only do it if they felt it wasn't going to impact the revenue. Boeing shares of that sticker BA, that second black box was found with regards to the China Eastern airline plane crash. So they're going to be able to hopefully hear the recording and find out what happened during that plane. It's probably a malfunction of the plane, but we'll see when they get the recording off these black boxes. Talking merger news, you know, Hewlett Packard, that's ticker HPQ, Henry Paul Quinton, they're going to be acquiring Poly, ticker POLY, Paul Oscar Larry Yellow for $40 per share. This is a $3.3 billion deal. And Southwestern Gas, that's ticker SWX, Sam William X-Ray, their board decided unanimously to reject Carl Icahn's revised unsolicited tender offer. talking about some guidance, scientific applications, that's ticker SAIC. They're seeing full year 2023 revenue between $7.35 billion to $7.55 billion. Now, the street consensus estimate for 2023, mind you, is $7.64 billion. It's still a year away, so it's hard to really kind of, you know, put that into the stock price today. But the stock is moving higher based on the nice earnings beat that they delivered. So the stock is trading up, even though that this guidance was not great for next year. We're talking some shareholder news. Ticker ARQT, Apple, Richard, Quinton, Tom. They're having their annual shareholders meeting today, starting at 10:30. And Lucid Diagnostics, that's ticker LUCD, Larry, Uncle, Charlie, David. They're having a business update call that starts at 4:30 p.m. The CEO is going to be going over their marketing plans. He's going to be going over the sales plans. The fact that it's set at 4:30 is kind of bothersome to me. You know, I'd be a little concerned here. In terms of buyback news, Huntsman Corp. This is ticker HUN, Harry, Uncle, Nancy. These guys just announced a $2 billion stock repurchase. Now, this is they have previously announced the $1 billion, so this is doubling it. They're doubling it to $2 billion. Now, this is not great news for shares of HUN. I mean, the fact of the matter is that the, you know, the stock is trading up about 3%, but you know, they rejected you know, that proxy fight that Starboard Investors had launched. They lost that proxy fight, and they could sell their 8.8% stake. So the stock is trading higher by about 3%, but I don't think it's going to hold there. I wouldn't be surprised if Huntsman's falls down a little bit when the market opens up today, ticker HUN. In terms of catalyst news that I see going on there, Raymond James Financial, ticker RJF, Richard John Frank. Citibank just added the stock to its U.S. focus list. And ticker ALDX, Apple, Larry, David, X-Ray. Citibank opened a 90-day catalyst watch into the stock as they're about to come out with their new data for dry eye data. So they're expecting that to provide a catalyst boost for the stock, ticker ALDX, Apple, Larry, David, X-Ray. But that's what I have for you in terms of news hitting my alerts this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswear delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswear.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that Professional Newswire delivers. It is that time of the show for the Trade Talk Pick of the Day. Bill, a new week and a new pick. So what is your pick of the day today?
Going with Micron, ticker MU, Michael Lunder. You know, let's just take a look at the data points. Earnings are going to be announced tomorrow afternoon. Now, the estimate, the EPS estimate is $1.95. And the expected move here is 8.83%. Now, let's take a look at what some of the brokers are saying. Citi says that DRAM prices checks are positive for Micron. You know, they said that earlier this month. So that's positive. JP Morgan is noting strong trends for cloud data center. That's positive. You know, they basically, you know, look at what the CEO said in last quarter's earnings report. We are now shipping our industry-leading DRAM and NAND technologies across major end markets, and we are delivering new solutions to data centers, clients, mobile and graphics, and automotive customers. So, you know, this is positive. I'm thinking, you know, the stock's up right now. I'm hoping to get it in under this 79 figure. I really want to get in around 78.50. I can get in 78.50. I don't mind holding. I don't mind holding it going into earnings tomorrow afternoon. So I'm looking at shares of Micron. I'm hoping for a little weakness here, which I think I will get. So my entry price, 78.50, is not horrible. And I think it could, you know, hit that and then bounce. And especially, you know, tomorrow, the day before earnings, and I could see some nice gain here. So that's my pick for today. Micron, ticker MU. Michael Lunder, Emily.
And don't go anywhere because coming up, we will recap Monday's pick of the day. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Okay, I see Citi cuts price targets for Ford and GM. Tesla, Elon Musk is thinking about a new social media platform. Chipotle, ticker CMG, they're going to relaunch Guac Mode. Apparently, it was pretty successful for them before, so they're relaunching it again. Ticker ITW got upgraded to overweight from neutral at JP Morgan. Analog Devices, ticker ADI, they're teaming up with, on smart grid resiliency, electrification with Gridspertise. Star Surgical, that's ticker STAA, Sam Tom, Apple, Apple, stocks up 16.5% after disclosing FDA approval. Ticker MULN, Michael Lunder, Lansing Nancy, Mullen Automotive, they're expecting to report in excess of $65 million in cash. Bank of Nova Scotia, that's ticker BNS, they boosted their plan repurchasing plan to 36 million shares from 24. You know, that Apple news about you know, a monthly charge for your phone, that Apple subscription offering, you know, really can't increase the spend per user, according to Morgan Stanley. You know, Biden set to release defense budget with a boost to defense spending and a new tax on the wealthy Americans. Oil's dropping on demand concerns. That's really all I have for you this morning in terms of breaking news hitting the tape in the last 15 minutes, Emily.
Bill, before we kick off trading for this week, let's check in on your pick from Friday, which was Nike. On Friday afternoon, the widow of Kobe Bryant, Vanessa Bryant, and Nike reached a new deal to continue producing sneakers and apparel from the late basketball star's signature line. The agreement also includes a commitment to create a youth basketball center, as well as a shoe honoring Mrs. Bryant's late daughter, Gianna Bryant. Bill, you were looking for an entry point around $132.25 to $132.50, saying that you'd probably see that in the first 30 minutes of trading. Just after 10 a.m., the stock dropped below the $132 mark. So, Bill, tell us, how did you end up playing this one, and how did your call work out?
Yeah, it worked out well. I mean, you know, it saw that weakness that I was expecting. You know, like right around 10 o'clock, it just, you know, a little bit before 10, it started selling off, and at 10 a.m., it actually traded underneath 132, and that was just a huge opportunity for me. So I jumped in. I had to go long right then. And then it started to rally. It continued to rally, you know, pretty much the rest of the day. You know, this, it actually closed all the way near the high for the day, which was positive. And, you know, the high was 133.50, and, you know, it wound up closing at 133.70, and, you know, that's a, you know, over 1% difference in the stock price. So that's positive. You look at, you know, shares of Nike this morning, and they are trading higher again. So, you know, I see it at 133.78. So yeah, that was a nice pick. It hit the 1% target. We made money on it. You know, that's the whole name of the game, is to be consistent, to make 1% every day. And, you know, be right more times than you are wrong, and it will deliver results. So that's what we do here. And Nike was just another example of one came through when you followed that price target and you waited for that weakness. Bam, that was the opportunity. And sure enough, it did close higher and delivered a nice gain to us, Emily.
And consistency is indeed key, Bill. That is another check in the win column, which on my count was a win for every day last week. So we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Micron pick of the day, and we'll see if that streak keeps going. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Advani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.